Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Anytime we experience pain, we immediately work to rid ourselves of it. However, pain can be a valuable experience for us, even pain that we endure over long periods of time. Pain can connect us to our strengths and call us to our higher purposes. Our guest today, Peter Bedard, will share his own experience about how he worked through tremendous physical pain and the ways that that experience changed the entire course of his life. He's also here to talk to us about how we can come to embrace our pain as a gift rather than a burden. Peter, welcome to the show. So grateful to have you on with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, you know, I know your personal story. Not everybody does, but, you know, I think you, more than anybody, understands the gift of pain and how to look at our pain in a different light. So can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be for you and, you know, kind of give some people some tips on how they could start looking at their pain differently?
Sure. So first of all, I don't like being in pain. It's not something that I enjoy.
Right.
But
no,
I do love my pain, and there's a very important distinction with that. So although I don't enjoy being in pain, I do enjoy that pain, the knowing from life experience and from witnessing it with the thousands of clients that I've seen, I do know and enjoy that the awareness that pain is here to teach me something and that I am going to be a bigger, better, more evolved, conscious person because of this pain. And so that's something that, although it's hard to recognize when we're actually struggling with pain, it is something to look forward to. Pain is a calling. It's kind of a siren. It calls us to do and be bigger. So back in the day when I was just a few weeks shy of being becoming 18 years old, I was driven into the back of a semi-truck. I was on my Motobicane bike, a little fast, sort of a mini moped. And somebody came up behind me and pushed my tires into the into a parked semi-truck. I died. I went to the other side, and that's a whole other story. But I came back, and my body was just racked with pain. I had a shattered knee. I split my wrist open. I cracked 5 vertebrae. I had undiagnosed brain damage. And that cascaded into an experience of fibromyalgia and arthritis and asthma and bronchitis and sciatica and anxiety and depression and all kinds of things. And so the pain really took over my life. And nobody said anything to me about how to deal with it. I just sort of lived with it. And this is the message that I'm trying to get out to people, that they can be in a position of strength, they can be in a position of power, that they can claim their lives, and they can actually learn to love the pain and work with it. So the pain pushed me so hard that I ended up healing things that all the Western medical doctors told me I couldn't heal. I got a master's degree in consciousness studies. I became a certified hypnotherapist, and I started my own practice and have a best-selling book. That is all the result of my being killed and my being in pain.
Wow, that is incredible to hear it like that. You know, I mean, I know really it is, because through such a tragic and fearful period of time that you must have been experiencing a lot of negative emotions, you turned it around, obviously. What inspired you? What dawned on you? Where was the light bulb? Can you talk about that moment of you sitting there with now fibromyalgia, broken bones, and all this pain that took over your life? What was it that made you turn it around?
You know, it was a process, and it happened over a pretty long period of time because I didn't have support. You know, this was, I'm in my late 40s now, and so this was when I was a kid. So this is back in the 80s. And people didn't talk about stuff that was holistic. It just wasn't out there unless you were in a particular community. But it wasn't really available. So acupuncture was something that I kind of heard about, but it was like for weird people. And the same with chiropractic, and the same with like energy healing. Now that was really woo-woo. Those are freaks, you know, that type of thing. And so my understanding of all these things that I even do now was very different. And it had to be, there was an evolutionary process where I just had to start understanding, okay, what I'm being offered isn't working for me. More drugs and more surgery isn't working for me. It doesn't feel good. And to be offered a surgery that might be able to help, that has an 80% or 20% success rate, that's not a very good number to me.
Right.
A drug that was only going to mask the pain, well, that didn't look very good to me either, because I looked around and I saw my father and other people who've just been on multiple drugs for the rest for their entire life. When one stops working, they have to go to another one, but they're still in tremendous amounts of pain. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that.
Right.
And so for me, this process was really slow.
Yeah, I mean, but it also sounds like you also didn't want your identity. You know, our identity is we, like, as we were talking in the previous segment, our identity, we're so attached to our thoughts, and sometimes we think our thoughts is our identity, or our pain is our identity. But it sounded like you didn't want this to define who you were going to be as a man.
I didn't, but it did. It really took over my life, and I struggled with that for a long time. There was a time when I finally felt better, and I didn't even realize it. It took me 3 days. So the work I'd been doing was so gradual that I recognized on the third day, I sort of woke up and I was going about my day, and I stopped for a moment and I said, holy crap, I feel really good. I'm not hurting. And then I reflected back and I said, wow, this is the third day that I felt really good. And then the next thought in my head, so this is where the brain, the habituated responses of the brain, the next thought was, I better get sick.
Wow.
Because I only understood how to live and survive in the world for 20-something years as being sick, as being in pain.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now when something painful happens, right? So for people that are listening out there, instead of just, you know, identifying with that pain or that like pattern of pain, or, you know, when, let's say now we're on a path to break that, and we're on a path to be a positive, healthy man or woman. And that's the identity that we want to bring forward in our lives. So, you know, when I'm in any kind of pain, I go inside myself, right, doing the internal work and go to gratitude. Honestly, I go right to gratitude, what I'm grateful for. So what is a trick that people can use if for whatever reason they want to go towards the pain, and yet how do you bring them to doing the opposite?
So just to recognize what you were talking about as well, you have now created a habituated response of gratitude. And your brain goes automatically to that experience even before your consciousness does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's where we want to get people to be. So just to call that out and say, yes, absolutely.
Well,
so what we can do is we can actually take the relationship that we develop with the pain about loving it, and we can start asking it what it needs in order to heal. Oftentimes I describe that as like the 17-year-old kid that's in a lot of trouble. You know, male or female, he's messing or she's messing up, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's pointing the finger at him. You need to do this, you need to do that. The friends, the family, the parents, you know, whoever, teachers, they're all pointing and saying, do this, do this, do this. But nobody's bothering to ask the kid what the kid needs to heal. And so I'm actually asking that with my clients, and I'm saying, so let's ask the pain. What does the pain actually want to feel better? And there's three primary questions the listeners can actually engage in right now. They can get in touch with their pain, love their pain, really sit with it, and say, what do you need on the level of body in order to feel better? What do you need on the level of mind? And what do you need on the level of spirit? And for me, those things were interesting. I remember one time my knee gave out on me and it blew up to the size of a football. The doctors were telling me not to walk. I connected with my pain and my pain asked me to walk. On the mind level, my head was being hijacked by those habituated responses. And my head said to discipline my thoughts. And my pain asked me to discipline my thoughts. And then on the spirit level, the pain asked me to go pull weeds. And in that experience of pulling weeds, I found peace. And so these questions create an experience like a roadmap to follow to heal your pain.
Wow, that is incredible. Thank you for sharing that story and all these tips and tools that people can use. I really appreciate it, Peter. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us. I'm Erica Spiegelman, and stay well.